Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Chad Ellis of the Noble Research Institute. Back with Chad in just a moment.
A promise made is a promise kept. That was the commitment of Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry in 1993. And more than two decades and 16,000 sites later, our pledge to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites continues to enhance the beauty of our state. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to cleaning up the remains of decades-old abandoned well sites. And while we are proud of our progress, our job is not finished. Oklahomans who work, play, and live in the land we call home have a right to the beauty and productivity they can take pride in once again. It's our foundation and pledge to future generations. We're proud to serve our neighbors in our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
We're talking with Chad Ellis from the Noble Research Institute. Chad, Noble decided to invest early on into this project of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. What's the interest?
You know, the interest for us, Ron, as you understand, is Noble's interest is through the producer's lens and everything we look at on the research perspective. And so, you know, in this space, we wanted to make sure that the producer is at the table to help kind of define where we go in sustainability.
Noble folks have obviously been kind of helping put together a very interesting pilot project announced a year or so ago now in regards to actually trying to pull together everything from the cow-calf up to the retailer. How's that going? How's the Integrity Beef pilot going?
The pilot's going great, Ron, in the sense of what we're doing. We're taking the cattle from the Integrity Beef Alliance program with our ranchers here in Oklahoma and taking those calves and running those calves through the whole value chain. So they're going to the feed yard in Kansas, and we're partnering with the Beef Marketing Group with John Butler. And from there, he's doing the feeding side. And from that, the cattle will move over to Tyson for the processing, harvesting side. And then from there to Golden State Foods, it's a patty maker for McDonald's, and ultimately to McDonald's to the consumer. You know, we're learning a lot. We've had these conversations with the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef now for 4 or 5 years, but no one's really put it into practice of, okay, these are great. And so what we're doing in this pilot is actually looking at these indicators and metrics that the Roundtable has put together and trying to determine, do they make sense? And if so, how can we provide back information back to the Roundtable where we can make adjustments, where we can empower the producer and make them more successful and more economical in the future?
For that producer, what have you learned? In other words, are there things that maybe can be done differently, actually have come out of the pilot yet?
One of the things I would think on the producer side, one thing that we did in this pilot is we leveraged two existing programs, the Integrity Beef program on the cow-calf side, as well as the Progressive Beef program in the feed yard side. So we already kind of met those bare minimums, I would say, that from the Roundtable's perspective, but they actually even exceed. So we're able to kind of find that information, provide it back to the Roundtable. And at this point, the biggest win that we've had is actually communication. You think about the industry. The cow-calf guy doesn't have the opportunity to even talk to the feedlot, the next sector, or even all the way down to McDonald's. So with this pilot, we're being able to develop a chain of communication all the way through the value chain and being able to tell our story and understand and learn from one another. And that's where the biggest wins have been in this pilot.
I guess the actual line within the pilot that goes all the way to the consumer through the retail sector, that's only a part of the carcass, obviously.
Yes, that is. And so that's probably one of the weak links that we have currently right now in our pilot, and that we're just looking at a portion of that carcass. So we're trying to find other partners and other retailers that can look at using the middles and the higher end cuts so we can really find out more information. So there are some limiting factors within this pilot, and that being one of them.
Integrity Beef, as far as the project for cow-calf producers, you've had that in place for a while. Are you starting to attract some additional interest, some other folks who want to get in on it? Or?
Yeah, so the Integrity Beef program is expanding, and we're having a lot more interest. The program's been around 18 years now. And what's great about it is it's a producer-led organization, and so they can work together and find these best management practices that make them more successful and be able to find better value and gain that value for the economic purpose and a better product down the line.
Chad Ellis with Noble.
You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each April, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.